testing different walnut rootstocks for crown rot susceptibility. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Greg Brown is a USDA research plant pathologist who is researching crown rot in walnuts.
We included rootstock standards, Vlatch, RX1 and VX211, and then this RX1. And then we included 4 experimental rootstocks that a year after this trial was planted, we inoculated with Agrobacterium tumefaciens or on separate trees. My lab, we infested the soil around the root crowns with 2 Phytophthora species, Phytophthora cinnamomi and Phytophthora citricola.
Last fall, the experiment was concluded.
With a backhoe and examined the root systems carefully. And here's what we found: without infesting the soil and the control, no crown rot occurred. And then in the Phytophthora inoculated plots, our semi-susceptible standard Vlatch, 90% of the trees showed Phytophthora crown rot. RX1, none of the trees did show any crown rot. VX211, 76%. And then among the 4 experimental rootstock clones that we were testing, 0 to 76%. So one of them had 0 and the other 3 had some levels of crown rot. One of them pretty high, the 76.
That's Greg Brown, a USDA plant pathologist. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.